This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Anastasia, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. That is right on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're on the Hump Day Crew, and joined on the line live from LA is the gossip guru, Rick Egusquiza. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
First of all, you're a bit of a gossip guru over in LA, and we want to unleash you to our Australian shores. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm originally from New Jersey, which is by New York City. It's on the east coast of the United States, and I currently live in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, where, you know, all the celebrities usually mess up, thank God.
Now, you write for the National Enquirer. Can you tell us a little bit about the National Enquirer?
Yeah, well, we're considered a supermarket tabloid, but, you know, we break a lot of news. We do a lot of Hollywood. We're not invited to the red carpet, but we're really close by, so we're kind of observing to see what the celebrities are doing. We don't deal with the publicists as much. You know, we're not kissing publicists' butt. We're pretty much looking to see what's going on behind the scenes, so... That's pretty much it. We're just on top of the pulse of Hollywood.
National Enquirer is quite a popular magazine over in the U.S. Why do you think the public is so intrigued with celebrities' personal lives?
Well, I mean, also the Enquirer, we don't, we don't have a beautiful picture on the cover of a celebrity. That's like People Magazine does that. You know, we've got you if you've been in a drunk driving crash, or if you've been arrested, or you're mugshot, or you're messing up. I think the public likes to see that celebrities are pretty much just like them. You know, if they're messing up, we're going to put you on the cover not looking in the best light, which some people say is a negative thing, but that's life, and celebrities mess up left and right here in the States and everywhere around the world.
Rick, one of the things a journalist should have is the ability to allow people to talk to them. What do you think it is about you that makes people feel comfortable opening up to you?
Well, most people at first, when they hear them from the National Enquirer, they put up a wall. They're like, we can't talk to you guys. You guys are, you know, tabloid trash has been thrown about recently, especially with this John Edwards thing. But I think I'm just, I am interested in, I mean, I grew up in front of the TV watching shows and watching the Oscars, and I love movies. So I am a fan, and I'm not going to trash somebody. I think I'm... First and foremost, I'm a fan of the celebrities and the movies, so I'm genuinely interested, and I don't go in with a negative slant. So I think people, I'm likable, I think. So people just talk to me, and they tell me stuff, and, you know, if they tell me something really juicy, well, that might end up in the Enquirer.
One of the biggest stories you did broke, you mentioned a second ago, was the John Edwards one. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, that just started with a regular phone-in, a tip. You know, we have a hotline, like most newspapers around the country, that people call in, and this caller had a tip about John Edwards, who was then running for president, that he had a secret mistress on the side. So we followed that story up, and that just ballooned into this huge, huge scandal. I mean, the mistress wasn't only his mistress, but he ended up getting her pregnant. She had a love child. Meanwhile, his wife, who could have been the First Lady of the United States, still has cancer, so she's fighting cancer. So, I mean, it was just a crazy story where it was like a summer novel. I mean, a summer reading. You couldn't make this stuff up. It was amazing, even though everyone thought we were making it up. No one, the mainstream media didn't believe us at first, but we were just vindicated last week when John Edwards finally admitted that, yes, he is the father of this little girl who's going to turn two in a couple of days, actually.
Wow. And where do you get most of it? Like, after you get a tip, where do you get all your information from? Are you, like, going into their beauty therapist and go get your nails done and just have a chat to them, or, you
know? Yeah, I mean, I think I used to be a bartender, so I made a lot of friends and contacts and sources that way, not knowing that I'd eventually be a reporter. I mean, I kind of just fell into the reporting thing. But I think just in everyday life, I mean, by nature, I guess I'm a nosy individual. I ask a lot of questions. I'm curious. And you meet people everywhere, at the supermarket, you know, getting a haircut. You know, I'll slip someone my card and say, hey, listen, you know, you don't have to call me, but if you hear something about a celebrity, if you're, you know, people that are working on sets and stuff, they will call because they're just... you know, I mean, I try to convince people, this is Hollywood. People want to know this stuff, something that's going on behind the scenes, you know, to make a good story. And we do pay for stories. So there's a little incentive to get paid. And, I mean, it's nothing to retire on, but it's a little bit of money for dinner, lunch, whatever, some clothes. And you're putting a little story out there. It doesn't necessarily always have to be negative. So I meet people every day.
One thing that's very close to home for us, being a gay and lesbian radio station and also being from Australia, is when you found out that Ellen and Portia were dating, how did you come about that?
Well, that was, I mean, I'm openly gay too. I've been, well, gay since I was a little kid, but, you know, I've struggled with the whole thing for a little while. Moved to Hollywood, got a job at a gay bar, and that did it for me. I came out, like, fast. But the Portia thing, the pictures came to us. There was a picture of Portia kissing another woman in an alley. No one knew who the other woman was at the time. I had a really good lesbian source at the time that I knew had to know or can point me in the right direction. So I actually ran and met her. She worked for the studios, the Hollywood studios at the time. So I met her. She didn't even get out of her car. I jumped in her car, showed her this picture. I said, listen, do you know who this girl is, the one kissing Portia? And I could tell instantly she knew. She just went, oh, yeah, I can't tell you. I go, please. I said, listen, this is going to get out anyway. I mean, it's going to get out. Eventually, it all gets out, is what I tell people. I said, just tell me who it is, and I promise no one's going to know you're telling me. And that was, I was, you know, I knew that would eventually get out. So she said it was this girl that was Francesca Gregorini, and she is the daughter of Barbara Bach, who's an actress, and the stepdaughter of Ringo Starr, one of the Beatles. So I was like, I hit pay dirt. When she told me who it was, I was like, oh, my God. So we broke the story right away, and we named the girl. And, you know, I mean, we didn't out Portia. Portia was living kind of a life behind the, you know, not, she wasn't on camera as a lesbian, but she was a lesbian in her private life. And, you know, she was in an alley making out with a girl. I mean, I don't think we did her a favor, but she wasn't hiding. And, you know, she knows that paparazzi are around every corner in Los Angeles. So that was a good story, I thought.
One thing I'm dying to know, Rick, any other celebs that might still be in the closet that you can break soon?
You know what? We don't really actually go out to try to out them, but if there's a photograph of a celebrity holding hands, like a guy with another guy, you know, that's questionable. You know, I mean, I don't really believe, I think a celeb should come out when they want to come out. I mean, I would love them all to come out because that just helps our cause even more, but you know, there's a lot. I do get the point that if you're a movie, if you're Brad Pitt and you were gay, I don't think Brad Pitt is gay. I think he's very cool with the gays. But if he was gay, it might hurt his chances of becoming, of staying as the male lead. So I kind of get that, but I don't agree with the celebs that are hiding their sexuality, you know, and pretending to be with women on the red carpet. I mean, there's a way to play the game that people know. You know, so I really don't have anyone to out. I wish I did, but I probably would out it in our magazine first.
That's right, Rick. You've actually just answered my question. So Taylor Lautner from Twilight is gay. It's just not the right time for him to come out. Cool. I'm just reassured now.
Yeah. Like everyone, I mean, there's always these rumors about your big star, Hugh Jackman. I mean, you know, the gays would love that. But obviously he's, you know, I mean, not obviously, but he's got a wife and kids. That doesn't discount anything, and I'm not saying he's gay. But, you know, those rumors about him are all over the Internet, you know. I mean, it's a nice thing when these guys do eventually come out. And, you know, I think it doesn't necessarily hurt their careers, but, you know, there's an argument there.
Rick, have you ever seen Nicole Scherzinger, the lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls, holding hands with a girl? Can you please let me know?
I would call you right away, Ginny.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
Now, Rick, do you think some of the celebrities actually seek out your kind of publicity?
Oh, yeah. There's a street here. It's called Robertson Boulevard in Beverly Hills. It's full of clothing stores like Kitson and other stores, high-end stores. And you don't go shopping on that street unless you want to be photographed. But, you know, the Lindsay Lohans and the Paris Hiltons of the world, they know. If they're having a slow week publicity-wise, they could just go right on Robertson. You see the paparazzi are lined up in their little SUVs with the tinted windows. You know, those aren't all soccer moms. You know, that's what we call them here in the U.S. Those are usually paparazzi sitting and waiting. And the stars know. You know, you go down that street shopping, you're going to get photographed. The Kim Kardashians of the world, I don't know if that's big in Australia, but those are just regular girls who have become celebrities, you know, and these reality stars are huge. And you know, anyone can be famous nowadays. So there's a lot of celebs that don't seek out that attention, and then there's the ones that seek it out.
Rick, thank you very much for joining us this morning and for sharing your position at the National Enquirer and telling us a bit about yourself. It's been a pleasure having you on our show.
It was a pleasure. Well, next time when I do make it down to Australia, I would love to meet you guys. So thank you for having me.
We would love to have you on our show as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
This is Fred LeGrand.
Hi, this is Steve Faru.
I'm Kaz James.
This is
Yo. This is DJ Havana Brown.
This is Funko Man.
This is Judge Jules.
And you're listening to The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Love these guys. Listen up.
Hey, it's Ginny from The Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and The Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.